NA1SS, NA1SSS, G4JQX, George 4, Japan, Queen, X-ray calling.
G4JQX Alpha, this is NA1SS.
NA1SS, G4JQX, yeah, terrific signal from you, Ed. Are you ready to take the first question?
I sure am, I've got you loud and clear too.
Thanks very much.
My name is Rebecca. What do you do in the spacecraft? Over.
Hello, Rebecca. Well, we have a lot of things to do up here. Life is actually quite busy. Most of the time, we are running experiments of some sort. A lot of the time, we are just doing general things like you would do around your house, except it's around your spaceship, so you have to clean it up, you have to keep everything running, sometimes you have to do plumbing. There's a lot of general work just to keep all the systems in here working.
My name is Lois. What do you enjoy most about being an astronaut? Over.
Well, there's a lot of things I enjoy about being an astronaut. The biggest one, of course, is that you get to fly in space, and that's a really neat thing. Being in space is a lot of fun. Not only is the view really good, because you can see most of the Earth at once, but you get to fly inside here. Instead of walking around like you do on the ground, we fly around inside here, and that is a lot of fun.
My name is Victoria. What is the strangest thing you've seen in space? Over.
Well, I think the strangest thing I've seen up here is just the fact that things don't drop. If you let go of something, it doesn't drop to the floor like it does on the ground. And it takes a while to get used to that. You have to get used to things floating in the air, including yourself.
My name is Connor. What is it like when you blast up to space? Over.
Hi, Connor. Well, it's a real thrill, though, to blast off into space. And what it feels like is when you're laying inside the spaceship waiting for launch, and then it feels like a huge person puts his hand behind you and pushes you. And you gain speed so fast that in only 8 minutes we're already into space.
My name is Michael. How do you know what time it is? Over.
Hi, Michael. That's actually a very good question, because we go so fast that we go around the Earth once every hour and a half. And that means we go from one side of the Earth, which is dark, to the other side of the Earth, which is light, 16 times a day. And that means the sun comes up for us and goes down again 16 times a day. So you cannot figure out what time it is by looking out the window. So we actually have to live by our watches. We look at the time on our watch to figure out what time it is.
My name is Gabriella. What do you do in your spare time? Over.
Well, my favorite thing to do in my spare time is to look out the window and take photographs of the Earth.
My name is Antonia. Have you ever been ill in space? If so, how do you deal with it? Over.
Well, I've never actually gotten sick up here, and that's because mostly when you get sick on the ground, you get sick because you catch germs from other people. But up here, there's only one other person, and as long as he doesn't get sick, I'm not going to get sick either. So neither of us has been sick up here.
My name is Marcus. How do you get all the water you need, and do you recycle it? Over.
We get our water from recycling. You're exactly right. When you breathe, when you exhale, you actually breathe out water. And you can see that if you ever, on a cold day, stood in front of a window and breathed on the window, you can see the water that comes out of your breath. Well, we take the water in the air, we condense it out of the air using an air conditioning system. And then we filter the water and recycle it, and we use that to drink.
My name is Jamie. What training does it take to be an astronaut? Over.
Well, it takes a lot of training. And everything from just studying physics and astronomy, to learning to fly jets, to spending time in the simulators, to practicing spacewalks. That is one of the most fun things about this job, is that you get to learn so many different things.
My name is Alex. How do you get your electricity? Over.
So, Alex, we obviously can't plug ourselves into the power station like you can on the ground. So what we do is we have big solar panels outside the space station, and those are electricity. But during the nighttime, since we go to the dark side of the Earth, obviously there's no sun on our solar panels, What we actually have is huge batteries inside that provide us power during the nighttime.
My name is Rosie. Can you see our school through the window? Over.
Well, I don't think I can actually see your school, but I can certainly see large cities from up here very well. For instance, yesterday we went over London, and I got some very nice photographs of London.
My name is Oscar. Do you have problems with meteorites crashing into the ISS, and how do you deal with them? Over.
Well, it's not that big of a problem, because space is mostly empty. There are, however, a lot of very, very small meteorites, by small meaning smaller than a grain of sand. And occasionally those do hit the ISS. And you can see it by looking carefully at the outside. Sometimes you'll see chips in the paint. And that's caused by very small meteorites.
My name is Paige. What are your feelings when you look down on Earth from space? Over.
Well, the biggest feeling I get when I look down on space is that I would like to visit all of these strange and interesting places that you can see up here that I've never had a chance to see before.
My name is Alex. Can you have a shower on the ISS? Over.
Well, no. Without gravity up here, it's kind of hard to take a shower because the water doesn't run down the drain. So we actually wash up using soap and a towel.
My name is Jamie. How does it feel when you re-enter Earth? Over.
Hi, Jamie. Well, first off, I've only re-entered the Earth on a space shuttle before. I've never re-entered it in a Soyuz, which is a Russian ship, which is what I'm going to do in about 3 months. But inside the shuttle, you start to feel heavy, because that's because the shuttle is slowing down. And outside the window, you can see the bright orange flames because the air gets outside the shuttle gets so hot as we slow down in the air. And it takes about 30 minutes from the time you enter the atmosphere before you actually land.
My name is Ryan. How long will it take you to build the ISS? Over.
Well, the construction process is still going on, and I think it's probably going to be finished in about 5 years from now.
My name is Lucy. How can you tell when it's night or day? Over.
The easiest thing is to just look down on the ground, because if you can see the ground very well, then you're on the daylight side of the Earth. If you're on the dark side of the Earth, usually what you see when you look down is sometimes you can see city lights, and sometimes you can see lightning storms, because the lightning is bright enough that you can actually see it from space.
My name is Michael. What was the reason for building the ISS? Over.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for building this place, and I think the big reason is to help us learn the things that we need to learn before we start flying off to much further destinations, like to Mars, back to the Moon, to asteroids, and to explore our solar system. There's a lot of things that we really need to learn, and learn much better, before we're ready to go do that.
My name is Oscar. How long will it take you to build the ISS? Over.
Well, I'm hoping that, it gets done in about 5 years' time, but we'll see. We'll just have to see how long it takes. Because right now, as you know, the space shuttles are not flying. So until those start flying again, I don't know the answer to the question.
My name is Kirsty. When do you think man will get to Mars? Over.
That's a good question. I hope that it's within my lifetime, because I would certainly like to go myself. Maybe one of you will get to go. I hope so.
NA1SS, this is G4JQX. We're going to be losing you very shortly, Ed. The Neston Primary School pupils, teachers and head teacher and everybody here wants you to thank you for everything you've done. And as you can probably hear now, there's going to be a lot of applause in the background. As you can hear, there's an awful lot of applause there. We're delighted down here. And as the station operator, I also want to thank you for a terrific QSO, spot on time. Thank you very much indeed. Best wishes and very good luck, Ed. I've also got GB4FUN here on site. They're doing a little demonstration vehicle outside. They'll probably want to give you a call at the end if that's okay with you. This is G4JQX signing off and clear with NA1SS. G4JQX closing down. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. I'll stay on the line here. This is NA1SS.